Blog Talk Radio.
Lakante?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Mommy with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, Mama Adam. I just love that boy.
Uh-huh. Never seen no three. Good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Teresa Ann.
Okay, and then we have Bruce.
Your brother, yes.
Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you.
It's been a while.
I know.
Good evening, Miss Allen.
Good evening. Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Amen.
All right, brother.
Good evening, Daniel.
Yes, ma'am.
Happy
Father's Day to everybody that's out there.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
We doing fine.
Oh, you sounding good, girl.
Good evening, Brian.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, good.
Okay.
Miss Allen, is Mr. Allen with you?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Get on for me.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
First, I would like to say Happy Father's Day to our Father God in heaven. And welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that you all had a wonderful week. And this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's be glad in it. I hope you all brought some good news to share with the group tonight. I'm ready to be fed all of his glorious words. If you have something to share with us tonight, please do so or just thank you. May God bless us with the wisdom that will be shared tonight, and may God bless all of us. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers here on earth.
Amen.
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 Okay, Angela will be reading.
Amen.
Genesis 11.
All right. Happy Father's Day, guys.
Happy Father's Day.
Right.
Thank you.
Starting with chapter 11, verse 1. Now, the whole earth used the same language and the same words. And it came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain, Shinar, and settled there. And they said to one another, let us make it burn them thoroughly. And they used brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. And they said, come, let us build
for that dough we had this over.
Come let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name, lest we scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, did we get some more callers, Loretta?
Hubert joined us.
Okay.
Happy Father's Day. Keisha, I believe, joined us. No, that's Hubert. That's Hubert. I'm sorry.
Shalom.
That's Hubert. All right, I'm going to do a roll call. If I miss anyone, please speak up so that I make sure I capture your name. I have Mom. I have Mr. Varner. I have LaConte, Mary Ann, Teresa Ann, Ruth, Mrs. Allen, Daniel, Auntie Betty, Brian, Reverend Allen, and Hubert. And Loretta, and myself, Angela. Did I miss anyone?
Amen. Amen. Full house.
Hey, Loretta, do you want to continue reading? Or we...
Well, I think we can go ahead on with our program, Angela. We have a full house, and we do it for the silence while waiting for others. So since we have a full house, I said we just go ahead and get started with our Father's Day program.
Yeah. If everyone can please put their mute in their phone when they're not have any background noise. First, giving honor to God, my parents, worship before you. We apply the blood of Jesus over this prayer line. We ask you to wash and cleanse our minds with your precious blood. Cast out Satan and command all evil spirits, powerless and harmless. Give each of us clarity of thought, a sound and sober mind, to receive the love we will express to one another today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Right. Well, let's get started. Let's see.
First, let's ask and see if the guys prepared anything. If not, go ahead on with the list of names.
Speak up, guys.
I guess not.
Sounds like a no. Okay, well, here, but when you do us the honor to start us off tonight?
Well, his call just dropped, sweetie.
Okay. Brian, do you have anything you would like to share tonight?
Pass.
Okay.
Okay.
I have.
Yeah, I got for you, yeah.
What did you say, Brian?
I said Hubert is back on. Brian, pass.
Yeah, I thought he said something else, too. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Hubert? Would you like to start us off tonight?
Yes. I would like for everyone to get a copy of the final call for this month to have a special on black fathers in America, you know, returning them back to their home and the support that they need to get their home back in divine order. This will be a nice topic. I'm sorry, I was looking for the copy. I had two copies, and now that I got back here, I can't find either one of them. So I apologize for that. I wanted to share with y'all today. But it's the final call, and the topic is on black fathers in America.
It's going to be on television.
May God bless us all. Shalom.
Okay, so we can expect that next Sunday reading.
Come again?
Can we expect you to share that with us next Sunday?
Oh, yes. That must be, yes, I can.
All right. Amen.
Okay. How about you, Bruce? Do you have anything to share tonight? Thank you, Hubert. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we did. Good question.
It's on me?
Yes, Bruce.
Okay, I'm going to ask that you come back to me just a few more minutes.
No problem. Well, let's start off with Daddy Varner.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, this is June 17, 2012. They have been set aside for Father's Day. First, I would like to say Happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father, which are in heaven. Then I would like to say Happy Father's Day to all earthly fathers. By me being an earthly father, God bless me to have three beautiful children. Ephesians 6:4, and you, Father, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admiration of the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Proverbs 4:1, hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Ephesians 4:6, one God and Father are all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Being an earthly father, I have gained an extended family, the mother, the brother, sister, and children. They're very nice to me. Now, the mother is my wife, All of us, fathers, should obey our Heavenly Father and keep His command and love one another, and everything will be all right. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you very much for that. How about you, LaConte?
Well, I'd like to tell all the fathers Happy Father's Day. That's it.
Amen.
How about Mary Ann?
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh, how about your mother?
Yes, I want to read Luke 11:1-13, and it says, our Father in heaven, when Jesus taught us to pray, he began, our Father in heaven, Luke 11:2. It is one of many scriptures that refer to God as a Father. I find it both fascinating and instruction, and when God wanted us to know what he is like, he chooses to emphasize his fatherhood. What do you know about God and our Father? According to Jesus' prayer, we know that our Father in heaven is available and attentive to us. It is also clear that he provides for us. He forgives us and protects us from evil. What a wonderful pattern for fathers who are in heaven. Granted, there is only one perfect father in the universe, but as such, he set the pace for the rest of us, less than perfect fathers. I discovered early in my ministry that my children was not impressed with books I wrote, till I had a place I spoke. They craved my time and attention. The provision for basic needs. I love that patience forgave and the creation of safety place for them to grow and mature. It is a short but very profound list of father duties. And what about those who don't get a dad who meets those needs? Take heart. It doesn't cut off. Take heart in the fact that if you have been redeemed through Jesus, you have a perfect heavenly father, and he's the best father of all. Thank you, God, for being our father, shepherd, guardian, and guide. We will never outgrow our need for your love and care. We want to seek you with all our heart that we might know you intimately. The Heavenly Father, arms, never tired of holding his children. I read this out of our daily bread. Amen.
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 Buddy, thank you for that, Mother. Teresa Ann, would you like to say anything tonight?
I'm here, just taking my phone off mute, sorry. First of all, I have to say I'm glad to be on the call after being away for so long. Secondly, happy Father's Day to everyone, especially my dad.
Thank you.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
And I would also like to say that I thank God for, first of all, being in my life and accepting me as his daughter. And I thank my earthly father for loving me as his daughter. And I appreciate that poem, that reading he just did. It was really profound, and it really touched my heart. And I'm so grateful, and I'm going to try to get through this without getting emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful to be alive here and to have my father alive. But with that being said, without understanding and knowing how the Heavenly Father loves us, I would not be able to understand just how my earthly father loves me as well. And again, I would like to say thank you. I'm very happy to be on this call and to hear all the poems and readings that went forth. And again, happy Father's Day, and I thank God for just this day, for recognizing fathers on this special day.
Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's move around to Mrs. Allen.
Yeah, yes. Only thing I have to say today is happy Father's Day to you all, and may God bless you and continue to bless you all every day. Amen.
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 All right, yep. Thank you, Mrs. Allen. I think I'm going to go ahead and squeeze my part in. We were on the same accord. The key, I want to talk about the key to good parenting. The key to good parenting is to teach our children how to fall in love with Jesus. We want to make sure that there's a balance between our discipline and our dialogue, the things that we teach them. And if there's imbalances in how we raise our kids, we could possibly raise kids that are mad. Mad kids grow up to be mad parents, which creates a child abuser situation. Bring them up to become independent. Don't give them too much too soon. Again, don't raise mad kids where they are fundamentally and consistently angry and bitter. Reading from Ephesians 6:4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And nurture in this verse means to discipline your kids, to spank your kids, to beat your kids. Admonition means to instruct them, to give them advice, and have dialogue. Let's not beat our kids about everything. Beat them proportionate to what they did. Don't say you would never spank them. Don't try to be their friends and buddy. and don't rationalize with your kids. I thank God for what I'm learning every day. I think of what a difference it could have made in my life if I learned some of it as a teenager and young adult. But I'm grateful all the same, because I'm still learning. I regret that I didn't do all I could to teach my children how to fall in love with Jesus, but I saw how God allowed them the opportunity, and they have become my heroes. I pray they continue to focus on that relationship with Jesus, nurture it, and ask him to help them overcome their fears and know that God gave them all the qualities to face life's challenges. Because he gives us free will, they have to reach deep within for strength and perseverance. I leave you with this message. Parents are not judged by what they did to you, but you are judged by how you treat your parents. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All righty, so we move around to Daniel.
Hello, everybody. I would like to say happy Father's Day to all the men in the family, and I should also say happy Father's Day because mothers are fathers, too. Fathers are mothers, too, so we all got to step in and do what we got to do for the kids, the next generation. But happy, blessed Father's Day for everybody, even though it's recognized as a Father's Day, but every day is a good day. Amen. And I also wanted to read a little bit out of Psalm 1st book, okay?
Okay.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth. Excuse me, I messed that up. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law though he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. We'll finish this too. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Okay, Auntie
Amen.
Ben. Okay, let's move around to Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay. Reverend Allen?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, hey.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking from 1 Peter 2nd chapter and 9th verse. The Lord desires for the family is that the father be the priest. That God desire that the man be the priest over the home. Father provide and protect and preserve for the family. When the family is fulfilling his role and responsibility as the head of the family, that family is being instructed according to the Bible. But the absence of the father from the home is a direct cause of the breakup and the breakdown of the family's home. God never intended for a woman to be the head of the house. Let me take time and explain that. That's not God's intention, and it's not an intention for God to have a million black men in prison. That's not God's intention. But we know we found a lot of women's head of the household. And we said, may God bless them. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ. And the head of every woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. Man was not created for woman, but the woman was created for man. If we put that in order, everything would be all right. Mm-hmm. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days might be longer upon this land which the Lord God hath given thee. My son, hear the instruction of your father, a Christian father. My son, keep thy father's commandment. That will be men who are not and have no children, but they have the father figure or the role of a father. When a Father's Day observed is pleased by the church, it should be done with the purpose of teaching the church family that God gives the responsibility to a man, and it shall be done to enlist other fathers to take seriously their role as the head of their house. Father, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct your path. I want to leave this with you. Father, we hear so much of juvenile delinquents today, but we don't hear of any of coming out of the home where Christ occupies first place. Father, you must put love into your children. That is nothing so sad in all the world as a child who feels that they are not loved in their home. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Please
help us. Emma.
Loretta, would you like to say something?
Yes, I would like to.
I'm sorry, did I say thank you very much for that, Loretta?
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Yes, I would like to share. I realized that my earthly father wasn't the best, but he was my father, and he did his best, and I love him so. May God rest his soul. My new father, Daddy Verner, happy Father's Day. From our conversation, I know that you are a great man, a great husband, and a great father. Now, my reading will come from Philippians 4. I think this is 6 through 7. But it goes on to say, and this is for all the men, always be full of joy in the Lord. Let everyone see that you are unselfish and considerate in all you do. Remember that the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Loretta.
Okay.
The last person I have on the list is Bruce.
Okay. I just want to first of all say happy Father's Day
to all the fathers and all the mothers as well who actually have to play that dual role. Father's Day is a celebration of fathers inaugurated in the United States in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day in celebrating fatherhood and male parenting. And actually, during the week, I tend to listen to the Yolanda Adams morning show. And they actually say what you just said, Loretta. Every time the show ends, they say, worry about nothing and pray about everything. But during this week, they actually was talking about the origin of Father's Day. And I was like, I did not actually know that. And today I just wanted to share a little bit of the origin of Father's Day with you all today. I actually just went to Google and then I Wikipedia Father's Day. And actually it kind of originated in the church. And basically Father's Day was founded in Spokane, Washington, at the YMCA in 1910 by Sonora Smart Dodd, who was born in Arkansas. And the first celebration was in the Spokane YMCA on June 19, 1910. Her father, a Civil War veteran, William Jackson Smart, was a single parent who raised his six children there. And after hearing a sermon about Mother's Day in 1909, Sonora Dodd told her pastor that fathers should have a similar holiday honoring them. She initially wanted it to be on June the 5th, which was her father's birthday, but the pastors didn't actually have enough time to prepare their sermons. But she was very persistent and kept on asking and actually begging the pastors until they actually deferred it until the third Sunday in June, and that's pretty much the reason why we actually celebrate Father's Day today. So I want to thank God for Sonora Dodd, and again, I want to give the honor and glory to God, and thank you again for this day of Father's Day. Y'all have a great day.
Amen.
Thank
you. I was part out with someone this morning.
Good information. You shared that with me earlier. That was awesome, Doug. Bruce, I'm sorry.
All righty. Let's do the sick and shut in. Well, I'll take it back. Let's do the birthdays. Do we have any birthdays June 17th through June 23? June.
Yeah, I think Sidaria's birthday is the 20th, I think. I'm not sure. Maybe we said it already. But that's the only one I had listed on my list.
Matthew Demmer, the 17th.
Matthew?
Today.
Okay.
That's your grandson?
Yep, that's
yes.
Me. Okay.
Frida's son, yes.
Norris and Anicia.
Norris and Anicia?
Mm-hmm. It's on Thursday.
6/21. Any more? Alrighty. Do we have a volunteer to sing happy birthday? If not, I'll swing it. But if we have a volunteer willing to show their 5 minutes of fame, they can jump in. Anybody? Okay, I'll take a stab at it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Matthew, Norris, and Anicia. Happy birthday.
many more. Happy birthday.
Bishop.
Amen.
To Miss Loretta for the sick and shut in.
Okay, I will do the sick and shut in, and right after that, I will attempt throwing out some lyrics. Let's say that. I'm not singing. I'm just throwing out some lyrics. Everybody bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue with your healing hands on Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Marianne, Marianne Vastalo, Vicky Hussman, Jermaine Dawson, Micah Moody, Carlos and the Wells family, Valerie Crockett, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Tony Bearer, Malachi DeMarcus, Maxine Johnson, Stanley Robinson, Candace Slathy, Daniel Lowe, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Jordan and Rico family, Dominique Chavez, Quentin Hayes and family, Karen Favors and the Waters family, Rebecca Rossiter, Miss Wanda, Eddie Tittman, Lenny and family, Rochelle Bessler, Janet Williams, and myself, and anyone else that we are not aware of that is not well today. We ask that all of our sick and shut in be cleansed in the blood of Jesus. There is an awesome power in the blood. Wash them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. For the Bible tells us that by his stripes we are healed. So write down, in the name of Jesus, we are healed. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your words. All we need is to obey and believe that we are healed. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, and fathers, listen. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. Amen.
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 Loretta, your hands sound like y'all been taking singing lessons.
Oh, we got to get the spirit moving up in here.
Hey, I would like to say a Father's Day poem. Lord, please bless our fathers, these men who mean so much to us, who are greatly responsible for who we are and who we are becoming. Bless them for having the courage to do what's necessary to keep us out of trouble, for making us do the right thing, for helping us build our character, even when it makes us angry. And bless them for pushing us to do our best, even when they just want to love us. Bless our fathers for being our protectors, for leading us through stormy times to safety, for making us believe that everything will be all right, and for making it so. Bless our fathers for quietly making a living to provide for those they love most, for giving us food, clothing, shelter, and other necessary and not so necessary things, for unselfishly investing time and money in us that they could have spent on themselves. Bless our fathers, Lord, for saving some energy for fun, for leading us on adventures to explore the outer reaches of ourselves, for making us laugh, for being our playmates and our friends. Bless them for being our secure foundation, our rock, for holding on tight to us until it's time to let us go. Lord, bless these men we look up to, our role models, our heroes, our fathers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 At the juncture of our program, where we ask, do anyone have any praises or testimonies that they would like to share with the group? Okay, I take silence as a no. So, Loretta, do you want to do the closing with us tonight?
Yes, I will, and I will be reading out of Psalms 23, the King James Version. Everyone bow their head for the closing prayer, please. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Okay, that concludes our program. And Loretta, you want to close us out?
Okay, well, like Angela said, that concludes our program. The Nellis family, thank you all for joining us tonight on this wonderful night. Happy Father's Day to all fathers, both heaven and earth.
Amen.
Hope that you all was able to get something from this program tonight to share with others and to help you through your week. We will put on the full suit of armor, amen, for protection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Infuse amen. Satan, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Already been defeated.
Amen.
May God bless us all and God bless America. I love you all. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, night.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Okay, that complete our programs for tonight. The Nellums family wish all fathers on earth happy Father's Day, and our Father in heaven, happy Father's Day, and thank you for your love. Amen. Good night.